This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The LA Auto Show is underway. Thousands will pack the Los Angeles Convention Center as car companies from around the world display their latest. Included in the ranks are U.S., Korean, Japanese, and European automakers. But as the auto industry becomes more and more global, does your car's nationality really matter? NPR's Sonari Glinton looks for the answers at the LA Auto Show.
One of the things that's fun about car shows is that they're shows, as surely as a movie, a circus, or a play on Broadway. Just like those shows tell you something about culture, car shows tell you something about the culture of the auto industry.
Introducing the new 2013 Honda Civic.
The Honda Civic is as good an example as any. What's the culture of a Honda Civic? Is it an American car?
I'm John Mandel. I'm the executive vice president of Honda, American Honda in Torrance, California.
Mandel has been working for Honda for less than a decade. He spent three decades before that at Ford. He says his new company is American and part of the American auto industry.
By the way, when you say American auto industry, people don't any longer have to put the quotes around it, because you know 95% of what we sell here by 2016 will be made here in North America. Last year it was 90. We've had a long-standing policy of local content and local production.
Toyota and Honda build their best-selling cars in the U.S. Not only do they assemble their cars here, they get the parts, the transmissions, the engines in the U.S. and Canada. The car with the most American parts is the Toyota Avalon. Rebecca Lindland is with IHS Automotive.
It's almost imperative from a balance sheet perspective to build where you sell.
Cars are not like phones or computers. The parts and the cars themselves are extremely big and expensive to build and ship across vast distances. And if you build a car in Japan and the yen rises in value, as it has, it's more expensive to buy those cars in the U.S. Lindland says increasingly car companies are learning that they need to get the culture of the driver right.
You want to be local. You have to be local to understand what motivates that local person to spend 6 months of pay on your product.
More and more car companies are moving their production facilities like so many chess pieces on a board. Joe DiMaggio is with Automobile Magazine. He says that's changing the fundamental feel of the driving experience.
20 years ago, American cars drove in a very distinct way compared with foreign cars, and that's disappearing.
DiMaggio says foreign car makers learn from American drivers, and the U.S. car companies have learned from their foreign competition, like Buick.
They feel very, very German. My mother has a Buick from the 90s, and if she got into one of these new Buicks, she would not recognize it as a Buick. She would think it was one of those fancy foreign cars.
Jake Fisher is the director of auto testing at Consumer Reports. He says the auto industry is converging in style, design, and even quality.
Well, it's getting all mashed up right now in terms of what's the quality between the auto manufacturers. You know, there was a day that it was basically like this. The Japanese cars, they're at the top. European cars are down at the bottom. American cars in the middle. But you can't look at them that way.
Almost everyone I talk to at the auto show says distinctions like American or Japanese are meaning less and less. But some cars will never become a part of the global melting pot, like the Chevy Camaro, which is built in Canada.
No matter where the Chevrolet Camaro is built, the spirit of it is American.
Brian Moody is with Autotrader.com. He says cars like the Camaro are increasingly the exceptions.
The spirit of it will always be American. It's an American company. It has its roots in America. It's an icon. People consider it to be part of their history.
But Moody says cars like the Camaro or Mustang are holdovers from other times. The future is part Korean, part American, part Japanese, part European, and someday part Chinese. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.